Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. Prescription pain medication, we all have heard about, is quickly becoming a leading cause of drug overuse, overdose, abuse in the United States. And although many people are starting to take prescription drugs as part of a prescribed treatment plan, more and more people usually don't stop taking them when their treatment course is done. And then what occurs is they develop a dependency upon them. So in effort to stop taking the medicine, people try and quit cold turkey. And the experience can be painful and dangerous. It's a dangerous withdrawal system. And that's where a medically supervised detox can help. So my guest today, Dan Tolbin, is a sober advocate, a writer, and the founder of one of the most hilarious and insightful blogs about sobriety. And Dan's going to be here to help us talk about safe ways to detox, and especially why medically supervised detoxes are essential. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so, you know, you have been in the recovery world for quite a long time, and can you tell us a little bit of why it's so imperative people understand why a medically supervised detox is necessary? I mean, versus somebody just trying, yeah.
Absolutely. I personally have detoxed a couple different ways, and I found I was able to make it so much more comfortable in a treatment setting. You know, you can do it on your own and sweat it out, but in some cases, on some drugs, it's actually dangerous to go cold turkey, and I know some people don't end up making it that way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So there's been a lot of cases where people are trying to wean themselves off of their prescription drugs or alcohol or whatever it is on their own, and what happens is that the body goes into a state of shock because you're not feeding it that chemical any longer and doesn't know what to do. And there's, you know, chances of heart attack, stroke, seizure, the list goes on and on. Very dangerous. It could lead to death. So this is why I think it's important people realize too that prescription pain medication is pretty equivalent to, like, you know, real street drugs. And can you share a little bit about that for people that don't understand, like, what, how strong prescription pills are?
Absolutely. I think, you know, OxyContin has gotten so much press in the last couple of years because, you know, people take these harmless little pills, and scarily enough, these kids who, you know, in high school or younger or older, you know, think they're taking a prescription medication that's, you know, not going to be that dangerous, but they are real opiates.
Right.
So the unfortunate trend is, they, you know, if they can no longer get a prescription or they lose their source, they go into opiate withdrawal, which is just like kicking heroin. I mean, it's identical. So extremely uncomfortable. And when I was in treatment, it was shocking how many kids were coming in who had switched to heroin and actually IV heroin use because they were coming off their OxyContin. And it's alarming. There were a lot of them. I'd say 3 out of 4 people in my treatment center were young kids kicking heroin who had switched to heroin from prescription medications.
Yeah, absolutely. Scary. And that's what we're seeing, like, you know, the majority of people coming into outpatients and inpatient treatment centers, exactly that case. For some reason, they were on an anti-anxiety medication, or they got, you know, they physically hurt themselves in some way and got a prescription to the opiate, and before they know it, you know, it's a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual addiction that starts to take place, and they're pretty much now, you know, they can't go back to the doctors because they're taking more than they were prescribed. So I'm glad to shed some light on this for people that are maybe all alone out there and think that, you know, they're the only ones that are taking too much, and then their tolerance builds. You know, I hear that a lot. Don't you hear that a lot, that people think that they're alone in this and that, you know, there's really little to relate to?
Well, you know what I found particularly insidious are the benzodiazepines, as well as the pain medication.
Let's talk about those for a minute.
Because anxiety is epidemic, and it's brutal, and so a lot of people have prescriptions for Xanax, Valium. You know, they've been around a while. and the detox from those, I learned in recovery that they actually affect the same receptors in the brain as alcohol. So they're really, really bad for triggering addiction. If you're an alcoholic, of course, you know, taking Xanax is going to feel really good because it hits the same receptors in the brain.
Right, right, right.
But those, both of those, the detox from alcohol and from benzodiazepine, both of them are really bad and potentially fatal because of the risk of seizures. So in that case, you absolutely should be going to a medically supervised treatment detox facility.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of detox facilities all over the country that, you know, can help with that. And it, like you said, it's so much better if you're in a comfortable setting where a doctor and a nurse are supervising you and making sure that, you know, all your stats are pretty much okay and that you're being hydrated and that, you know, somebody is going to be there if something should occur. So.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so much more comfortable to have somebody. It's just because when you have anxiety, you take Xanax to get relief from that anxiety. But unfortunately, I learned in my own process, it's an extremely addictive drug because you build up a tolerance almost immediately. So you cannot take it every day. And if you do that, you're going to have extreme anxiety the minute you stop taking it. And that's where people get into trouble.
It's like it's the loop. It's like the endless cycle, the chasing the tail, you know, constantly just trying to stop using a certain pill, but then when you stop, the anxiety comes on or the physical withdrawal comes on, and the only thing for relief is to take more, right? So that's kind of where the cycle begins.
And they also, if you're an alcoholic in recovery and you end up taking Xanax or Valium or the like, as soon as you run out of that, a drink starts to sound really, really good. And that danger I did not understand, so it was really interesting to hear how they work together.
Yeah, and that's great that you brought that up. So it's called cross addiction, we call it in our recovery world, which is, you know, we are susceptible. One person that has had an addiction to one kind of for drug or substance, if they stop and are successful at recovering from that, should, you know, 100% be very cautious and mindful of not starting another kind of substance or drug or pill. You know, people don't realize that, like you just said. Maybe you quit drinking and then you for some reason get anxiety, or you feel like a benzodiazepine, like a Xanax or something is good, would be helpful to you. And then before you know it, you've been cross addicted to something else. Correct? Is that what we're
saying? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the pharmaceuticals, I think this was certainly an unintended consequence of developing new drugs and opioids for pain, that, you know, people would end up, you know, of course, find them pleasant and addictive, and then end up on heroin. I don't know that anybody saw that coming. And what could be more scary than picturing your kid, you know, out buying heroin on the street, injecting it. And a lot of people end up in that situation, and it's so fatal. So, and the relapse rate is terrible. That's why they give people things like methadone and Suboxone, Subutex in rehab, because they are opiates, but you don't die from those opiates.
Right, exactly. It just, you maintain an addiction to it, basically, or maintain it, a stream of it in your blood system so that you can function, basically.
That's right, because the detox from opiates is, you know, painful, anxiety-provoking. I found out your legs kick. You get that's what they call a kicking heroin, because your legs go.
Right. Dan, I want to talk to you a bit more, but please tell everybody where they could find you and your blog.
Oh, yeah. I just started this blog about my process in recovery and becoming a professional.
Here, I'm gonna give them the we'll talk next segment, but I'm going to give them the website quick. It's LA Rehab Confidential. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.